You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
We'll take a glass together. And we will lift it to the good light.
And as we're lifting it, we will most sincerely say,
we'll take a glass together.
You're listening to Equity One,
a podcast where two friends chat about life,
theater,
and
everything in between.
I'm Elliot Maddox.
And I'm Caleb Dickey.
Join us for your Equity One.
Welcome to Equity One.
Thank you for having me. Cheers.
Cheers. Here we are. We've done this before, but we're doing something different.
We are having positive thoughts in this new studio.
Because we're in my new apartment! Woo! We are going to sage the shit out of this place while we're on the podcast. So Caleb is going to run.
Calling clockwise around the room.
Around the room.
And we're thinking positive thoughts.
We have windows open. We're thinking positive thoughts.
We're going to open the door. We're going to say, you know what? Negative energy. Go elsewhere.
Blue Apron will be a sponsor. Negative energy, get out.
Go elsewhere, go elsewhere.
Thank you.
Only a positive, loving thoughts.
Thank you for leaving negative energy.
At the door.
Thank you.
And you know, like, only
met
loved ones. Positive.
Positive energy. Only.
Negative energy, go elsewhere.
Negative energy.
Bring in love and comfort.
Love and comfort, kindness.
Kindness.
Happiness.
Prosperity.
Yeah, we're going to prosper in this apartment. Prosperity. You guys, I am all moved in.
It's beautiful. It's so cute.
It's really cute. It's beautiful. We are here. Caleb is saging my bedroom right now. It's really good clockwise. That smoke is so good on this. It's really good. This is going to be amazing.
Only good energy.
Negative energy, please go elsewhere. Thanks so much for being here, but I don't need you anymore.
We are place.
Thank you so much.
Can you say dream?
Yes, I will.
Clockwise?
Clockwise. You're so tall.
I'm going to look there for you. Okay, yeah.
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Only good,
positive, prosperous energy around you, Caleb.
Thank you.
What a beautiful sage.
I know. I love the smell of it.
It really smells amazing.
Yeah.
I hope my neighbors don't call the fire department.
No.
Caleb. Here we are.
I love the new studio.
I know. This is so nice. I mean, it's all ours. We don't have to worry about anything. It's just all us.
It's quiet.
So I want to welcome you guys to this week's episode of Equity One. We are so excited to be back. Here we are. And you know what? This week we decided.
Bring it back old school.
Yeah. Ladies only. Just the two of us. Cheers.
We'll be making castles in the sky.
Yeah. We can make it if we try. The two of us, you and I.
Yeah. There it is.
We are currently drinking a little Maker's Mark and ginger ale because all I have in my apartment is bourbon.
And I wanted that Kentucky hug tonight, so.
Mm-hmm. Because it is fall.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, Caleb, what have you been up to? How's your week been?
Good.
What have I been up to this week? I just can't believe it's Sunday. Like, I mean, like, the week goes by so quickly.
It does.
But today I had brunch with my with my roommates, and you know, we don't have to go out to have brunch. We have brunch at our apartment. And so we had a nice egg casserole, and I made lots of bacon because it was the good bacon was on sale. So I got that. It was a maple bacon.
Uh huh. Maple's big this year.
It is. And then some potato. One of those breakfast potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon rolls.
Like half browns or like a diced potato.
Like a diced potato.
Delicious.
With some sea salt and, you know, all that good
seasoning.
And we carved pumpkins today.
So fun. What did you carve?
First of all, I got the biggest one with a nice stem on it.
Duh.
My brother grows pumpkins, which...
Which brother?
Luke and Andrea are coming to visit in December.
Oh my gosh, how fun!
Yeah, they're going to go see a recording that Luke likes, the town hall.
Yeah, the town hall.
In
43rd,
mm-hmm. the venue, yeah. There's a recording session, and so Andrea got him tickets.
So
they're going to stay with me in December, and I'm going to show them the subway.
Show them the subway.
But Luke grows gourds, mm-hmm. and there's this pumpkin that's, you grow it, and it's a wolf stem, so it's a giant stem.
Okay.
And so that's why I picked a large pumpkin with a huge stem, and it was, and I got ambitious, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to carve it, and then I didn't want to carve it, mm-hmm. and then I decided to carve it, and then I ended up with... Some
what did you end
a
up with?
Flower, I think.
A flower.
A flower. And then the only dark room in my apartment was the bathroom, so I took a picture of it on the toilet, and it's coming out of some like grass that looks like water.
It's a flower.
You see it? It's like I'm gonna put it in my windowsill with all my other plants, so it's
It's good.
Pumpkin
keep
among
it in nature.
Exactly.
I mean, what are pumpkins but gourds?
Exactly.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
We really glorify the pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta tell you, I had a pumpkin muffin, part of a pumpkin muffin today from Costco.
Delicious?
It was really, really good.
Where'd you go? Did you go to Costco?
Oh, I didn't go to Costco. Ryan Breslin goes to Costco a lot. And he has a lot of these muffins because, you know, bought them in bulk.
Yeah.
And they're
a 48 pack of pumpkin mushroom muffins.
And I have to tell you, it was moist as ever. I just got it at the bakery.
Even though it was number 38,
yeah,
it was still good.
Yeah.
How's your week?
Well, you know what? I sit here before you with an ice pack on my back in a brand new apartment. So my week was really awesome and mm-hmm. very exhausting.
But you moved in.
moved in. Every box is unpacked, if you can believe it. And that's all thanks to Michael.
Which, not like knocking you, but like, I'm surprised that everything's unpacked. You did it.
Oh, no. I mean, it was all Michael. Oh. He was like, we're getting this all unpacked. You can change everything around once it's unpacked and put somewhere,
mm-hmm.
but you have to put it somewhere.
Just put it.
You have to put it away. And so so we put everything away, and I've been doing a lot of, like, my couch arrived today. And
it's gorgeous.
I went to the Container Store today and bought a closet.
Is that like a heathered gray, you'd say?
I would say it's like a dark gray, like a greenish
slate
gray
yeah.
almost. Yeah, it's really good. It's the perfect size for the small wall apartment.
It is, yeah.
And I'm just really thrilled with how the apartment came out.
Yeah.
I'm so happy to be living here, finally. Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah, I'm glad the moving part is over, though.
Mm-hmm.
That was a lot of stress. It's a lot in the city. Moving,
it's
like
yeah.
you have to, like, figure out.
It's exhausting to get groceries. I can't, like...
I know. Like, I can barely carry up two bags with a mixed green and a spaghetti squash.
Exactly. So, like, carrying the couch up.
Yeah, but I didn't do
you
that.
You didn't do that, no.
No. The sweet folks at Raymore and Flanagan delivered
mm-hmm.
it for me.
Thanks, Raymore Flanagan.
Thank you. If you want to sponsor us.
When I got my bed delivered back in 2015 or whenever that was,
mm-hmm.
You know, you tip them and stuff like that. But also, like, do you guys want some watermelon or,
mm-hmm.
like, water? So I also gave them that because it was August.
Yeah.
Very hot.
Oh, so hot.
Yep.
The day of the move, I had donuts for everyone in the morning
oh.
and... So
good. Did they enjoy that? Did they eat them?
Yeah, they had them.
Okay, good.
That's great.
Yeah.
But other than that, my week has been good. I've been enjoying this cool weather.
Cooler.
Yeah. Apparently it's supposed to be really cold soon.
Okay.
It's going to be in the 40s this week.
Actually, I pulled out my winter, my like fall coat. Mm-hmm. It's light. It has a lot of pockets. It has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets.
Oh.
So, and I can also fit my...
What do you fit in there?
Everything. You want it? I got it in these pockets. Actually, it can fit my Sudoku book. Because
that's nice for the train.
One of my favorite things to do is have secret book pockets.
Yeah.
In my winter coat, I have 2 secret book pockets.
I know that about you, actually, yeah.
But this one I can fit my Sudoku book in. And I was at a birthday party last night in Brooklyn at Berry Park. Great views of the city. If you need a city view and you live in Brooklyn, go to Berry Park, right off the Bedford stop. But when I was leaving, I got my coat and I said, my coat's lighter. My Sudoku book is missing. It just fell out, but I found it.
You found it. Okay.
I found it.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't get too far from it.
Yeah.
You know, I love a Sudoku. I think it's so underrated. It was really popular there for a while, and I think, like, it kind of was in vogue.
Yeah.
And now I think it's less popular. But I love it. I do them all the time at my gym. The cardio machines have Sudoku on it.
Really? How do you do that? When you're, like, stair-stepping, you do
it? When I'm, like, so I do, like, something that's, like, low impact on my legs, but still, like, a running motion. And I just, like, I don't use my hands, and I do the little Sudoku while I listen to my podcast, and I hate working out, so it gets me through it really fast.
I like to challenge myself to get it, one, done in my commute,
mm-hmm.
and when I get it right, and maybe I've probably talked about this, when I get it right, I say yes, and when I don't get it right, there's nothing, and sometimes I write a note, like, how I was feeling that day.
Oh.
So, like, there's, like, motivational messages, like, May 26th.
Uh-huh.
I think I really needed this day.
Aww.
It says, yes. So that means I got it without cheating. What that means, like, don't look in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, yes, you got this. Shine on. You are worthy and have done the work. So
aww.
I probably just needed some.
I love the hat.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's, like, so fun.
I just know, like, you got to reward yourself for doing the hard work. And
yeah.
sometimes you just give up, and that's okay as well.
I quit. Can't do it.
It says I gave up. Bad. It was a bad day. So, you know.
That's awesome. I love that.
We can always have great days.
Exactly. You can't. No. What have you been doing with your days? I mean, you've been rehearsing.
Yeah. And which is almost over now. So
that's been a lot of work for you. And
2 months. And then
I'm excited for you to sleep in.
Yeah. I've been, if you don't know, I've been waking up at 5 and rehearsing a workshop of a new shows.
Crazy.
For the producers. And yeah, so that's my long 2 months of my life of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ending, but I think I'm going to still keep on trying to going to bed at a reasonable time.
Yeah.
And waking up at a reasonable time.
Totally.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with myself.
What are you going to do with your free time, Caleb?
Well, I'll tell you what. Kate, we told you about my recent...
Recent.
It took me a while. What would you call it?
It was delayed. Your
mm-hmm.
your latest
hobby. Hobby. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is a hobby now. It's my movie pass.
Your movie pass.
I love movie pass.
Tell the people about what your movie pass does.
If you don't know what movie pass is, it is a club, I'd call it. Or like it's
like a subscription.
A subscription. That's the word I was going for. Thank you. It is $9.95. That's $9.95.
Not even get me $10 a month.
$10 a month gets you unlimited movies.
Say what?
One per day at the movie theater. You can see all the movies. Guess how much a movie is at Lincoln Center, where
okay.
I go to see all my
movies.
Tell
me how much a movie is at Lincoln Center.
$16.25.
So it's worth it if you just see
one movie
a month.
And I've seen 5 movies this month.
Wow, and the month is only halfway over.
Yeah, because I've been busy. So I go, like, I've been going on Sundays.
That's impressive, though.
Mm-hmm. Now, some people see no movies per month. I did see 2 movies, and I fell asleep in those. But that was My Little Pony, the movie. And that was also Lego Movie, the Django. It wasn't Django, but it was called... It was a ninja Lego movie, and I fell asleep during that one.
All right, so no shade to those movies.
Yeah,
Caleb
granted,
just sleepy.
Those were I was very sleepy. Those were on my I went after rehearsal, so
I'm dead that you went to the My Little Pony movie.
I was really.
Can you tell me about the plot of that?
Well, I tell you, I fell asleep through it. I will tell you that the short before the movie
mm-hmm.
was better than the actual movie.
Right.
So the My Little Ponies, they. Are throwing a friend. There's 4 princesses
mm-hmm.
ponies. 3 of them are older. They're the older sisters,
uh-huh.
and the younger one is the princess of friendship. So
mm-hmm.
she's throwing a friendship festival.
Fun.
And an evil unicorn with a broken horn comes in
God,
and is trying to steal their powers for this other person that I fell asleep of why he wants their powers,
okay,
but he's a bad guy.
It's just bad, so that's...
So they come in on blimps.
The extent of how that went.
These blimps come in and they turn all of the princesses into stone besides the one who has to save them.
Oh, shit. The friendship one?
The friendship one. And so they go looking for this other...
For Charlie.
Yeah.
Charlie the Unicorn.
Yes, maybe. Throwback.
Charlie!
Oh, Charlie.
Andy Mouth Charlie.
Wow, can we watch that?
Yeah.
That is like one of the original YouTube videos.
Original YouTube videos.
Funnyjunk.com?
It's up there.
With like End of Z World.
And muffins.
Muffins
and shoes.
Badger, badger, mushroom, mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
Snake. It's a snake. So I couldn't tell you the rest of the plot to My Little Pony because...
That's okay. I'm not really interested in the rest,
no.
To be honest.
Fell asleep. But you know, it was at this rate, I've seen 5 movies. They're only $1.99 per movie so far.
You had a $2 nap.
Yeah. With some, it was very hot. There was a lot of children, so it wasn't the best nap. But okay, today though, I saw the best movie of the year so far.
Okay, so you're gonna tell us all about it in your new
my new segment.
Your new segment called
My Movie Moment.
Life can be like the movies, perfect in every way.
Tell us about the movie you saw today, Caleb.
Well, today, I didn't know what it was about. It's called Breathe, and it is starring Andrew Garfield and Claire Foy.
Yeah.
If you are fans of The Crown, she plays Queen Elizabeth. I forget the lead man's character's name.
It's okay.
But it's about...
You're not Roger Ebert.
I am not. I am just Caleb Dickey using my movie pass.
You tell the people what you remember and what you liked.
Exactly.
And didn't like.
If you want to cry for a whole movie... Which I did. If you want to cry for 2 hours, you need to go see Breathe.
Oh my
you need
God.
To go see it with your mom. You need to go see it with your dad because...
That is so funny.
I cried for 2 hours straight.
That is so funny.
I contracted polio. He contracts polio. You find out very soon in the movie, so it's no surprise.
Okay, wow.
And it's about coping with polio.
That sounds awful. I mean, it sounds like an emotional story, but like,
it
that
is
sounds...
a roller coaster of crying, laughing, crying again. There's moments where you're like, you're heaving. Go see Breathe. I can't tell you more besides bring a tissue.
Or two.
Bring several tissues. I was blowing my nose. Literally. I was weeping.
Do you think you're just tired?
Maybe. But I think sometimes you need a good cry.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how you could not watch this movie and not cry.
Mm-hmm.
It's up there with like your mom reading Bridges of Terabithia to you. My mom cried during that, so I cried. Yeah. It's like reading Where the Red Fern Grows on the school bus on the way to school and crying. I did that as well. It's like going to see Inside Out with your mom and your Aunt Patty.
My.
And crying all the way through.
It's like me and Wood Van Meter.
Yeah.
Seeing Toy Story 3 the weeks before we went to college.
Uh-huh. It's like seeing Big Hero 6 and crying through that.
It's like watching Million Dollar Baby and just like reacting like a human would.
Yeah, exactly. So go see Breathe.
So Caleb, how do we want to rate these?
I would rate them connected to Blonde Girls from Ohio. Let's do like the Blonde Girl emoji.
Oh, sure.
My favorite one's she has the up down hair. She has a little pony right here. You know,
yes,
little side
she's
bun.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would have to say Breathe is 5 blondes.
5 blonde girls.
Yeah.
I love that.
Go see it.
Go see it.
Go cry. Go see it by yourself. Also,
in the middle of the day.
In the middle of the day.
Alone in New York City.
But don't go to the AMC because it's allegedly...
Bed bugs
at 40 seconds. Allegedly. But you know, I don't
risk
that. I believe it. you know, it could be fake news, but I will believe it.
I believe it. Look, movie theaters are disgusting.
Disgusting.
The one at Lincoln Center is nice.
I love Lincoln Center. Also, I was at the Lincoln Center where it's a two-story.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I've never been in that one. It's massive. Yeah. Has anyone else been to this massive theater at... It's the Lowell.
Like 68?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, but there's the theater there that's like in there. It's a two-story one.
Oh, no.
There's a balcony in the theater.
Oh, cool.
And the screen is about the size of Manhattan. It is a
wow.
It is a massive theater.
I don't know how they would fit that screen in there.
You know,
that's
I don't
amazing.
Either. That's why I was crying.
Yeah, you were shook.
Seeing polio that big. I have never seen polio.
Oh my god. That is
Marco Polio.
Marco. Marco. He's saying polio. He's dying. Coming down with a bad case of the polio.
Mm-hmm. Not to be joked around with, but.
But kind of.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a really depressing movie.
An uplifting, depressing movie.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
It was uplifting.
It makes you be like, it makes you think about your loved ones in your life and to hold them close and love them. And you never know when someone can contract polio.
That's true. You never know.
Never. He didn't know.
I just didn't tell you.
Do you have polio?
No, I just need a little more ice. No, I'm kidding.
Do you want more?
I'm joking. Oh, it's okay. A joke. The studio audience selector, I don't know why you made the cricket sound. You forget that I edit the program, yeah, so if I can make my jokes go over really well. Well, I gotta tell you, like, I don't usually see movies, but now it kind of sounds nice. Like, all I want to do right now, like, lately, is just, like, curl up on my new couch,
mm-hmm.
watch a movie uh-huh. under a blanket,
because
it's fall.
It falls.
Caleb, it's fall.
Fall.
Finally.
Yeah.
It's too hot. And now it's nice.
Now, I've been wearing jeans.
I've still been wearing shorts because I have been unpacking.
Well, so. I am wearing shorts today as well, but...
But it was warmer today.
Yeah. I brought my denim jacket back out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, fall is not fall without denim jacket.
I'm wearing my jacket.
I did hear from rumor that there are no more fruits at the apple orchard besides the gays. All the apples have been picked, mostly. So, I have seen pictures of only the gays are at the fruit at the apple orchards.
That's a really solid joke.
Uh huh.
I'm like really proud of it. I did not see that one coming.
You did?
I thought you were gonna like school me on an epidemic. Like I didn't know about the eclipse.
Oh yeah. Uh-huh.
That was really good.
No.
Really phenomenal work.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love fall.
Yeah.
I'm ready for it. Of course, I still wear t-shirts usually. But but you know, in fall, sometimes I like to switch it up.
I'm wearing a three-quarter sleeve. It's a baseball sleeve.
Three-quarter length?
Well, yeah.
I, too, sometimes will wear a three-quarter length or a long sleeve.
Oh, yeah? Uh-huh. What, in like a...
And you would think, yeah, what, Elliot? You're going to wear a t-shirt that's not a show shirt? Wrong again.
You got me.
So for today's edition of Merch Madness, we are doing a long sleeve fall edition. It's Merch Madness.
Hey!
So for this week's Merch Madness, I actually, the two shows that I have that have long sleeve shirts from their merchandise that I purchased are actually the two hits of last season.
Mm-hmm.
So, I am going to be reviewing today My Dear Evan Hansen long sleeve shirt against my Come From Away long sleeve shirt. We'll see. They were neck and neck all season last year.
I unfortunately haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen yet. It is like one of my last shows that I need to see.
It is so good. You have to do Standing Room.
I know.
See
I need
what
to.
I can do.
Okay.
I'm going to start with...
let's say, what shirt are you wearing right now, though? Just for just for fun, because this is just a bonus.
Oh, sure, the shirt
bonus track.
Bonus track.
Name that reference.
So good singer, too. it's from Tyler Show.
Yeah.
Bonus track.
He's wearing a Rock of Ages shirt.
I'm wearing a Rock of Ages shirt. It's cute. It has the titles of all the songs on the back.
Sister Christian, good stuff.
Which is cute. I love the shirt. I brought it from Kentucky because I had a lot of shirts there that I love that I just didn't pack with me on my first trip to New York, so I didn't have them with me.
Uh-huh.
So that was exciting to like get
find some old treasures.
Yeah, find some old shirts. But let's not keep the people waiting any longer.
We digress.
The first shirt up this week is my Dear Evan Hansen shirt. Uh-huh. It is a white baseball tee with blue, like royal blue sleeves.
Royal. OCU blue, I would say.
Yeah. Kentucky boy would say Kentucky blue.
Okay.
Wildcat blue. This is a baseball tee, I assume, because they're like teenagers. They also have the baseball glove song with the dad. Spoiler, you haven't seen
yeah,
it
yet. Yeah, I don't know. I'm nodding along
or
with
listened.
The
brain. Don't even get me started on that.
I'm not trying to like...
No, I understand. I understand. We just gotta get you to see it soon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a baseball tee with the blue to black block letter logo yeah. on the front in the white. I love this shirt. I actually like a baseball tee. They fit me very well.
Uh-huh.
Caleb's actually wearing a baseball tee right now.
Mm-hmm. I think they're fun.
I like baseball tees. They're different, and mm-hmm. for me, it's something I never wear. Like I never wear like longer sleeves because I always wear t-shirts. But I like this. It's really light. It's a light fabric. It's thin.
Mm-hmm.
So I've actually been wearing it in the summer, and I roll up the sleeves a little bit.
It's great.
But I like the shirt. It's a pretty standard, like, basic blue baseball tee with a logo on it.
Uh-huh.
But I like the design. I like the fabric. It's light.
Yeah.
It's a great shirt.
Mm-hmm.
The second shirt is my Come From Away shirt,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
which I would say is a more traditional... fall
it's very
long sleeve shirt, you know, it's very like it's heavier
thick,
cotton.
Yeah,
it's a dark navy,
mm-hmm.
and on the right on the you know pocket
front pocket
side
yeah.
mm-hmm. it has the Come From Away logo and it's like gold and yellow,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and then on the back what I love most about this shirt is
oh.
that it has one of a large
ooh,
large
I like
large
that too.
Globe.
And with a little pin drop.
With a little pin drop in New York. On Broadway.
Is it Broadway? Or no, that's not New York.
That's
that
Canada.
That's where Newfoundland.
See, okay, so this is not necessarily like clear representation of a map.
No,
it's kind of like cartoony.
It is cartoony. You still get it's the world. We're like, we
it's
live
the
there.
World. It's the world. Like, Come From Away.
Mom, I can see you.
We all come from away. But I like how it's, like, the blue shutters, like, in
like the set. Yeah.
And the gold and the red, it's kind of, like, distressed. It's just a big globe on the back. So I really do like this shirt a lot.
Come From Away made all their money back.
I know, congrats.
Yeah. Now they're just getting extra.
I know, they're nailing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're a hit. What can we say?
Yeah.
We love that.
Not mad about it.
So I do love this shirt. It's a nice, long, this I would say is a long sleeved shirt. Like
yes.
This is not something you wear in the summer. This you save for the fall and winter
yeah.
months.
Layers.
And I do like it. I do like this shirt a lot. Now we move to our audience vote. I've reviewed the shirt. What is the people think?
Let me hear it.
On Instagram, now we had more votes this week than we had last week. So thank you guys for voting, and please keep like being interactive in the show. It's what we love. Mm-hmm. It makes it really fun. On my personal Instagram, Dear Evan Hansen received 67% of the votes.
Oh, man.
While Come From Away received 33% of the votes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, I would say that's a pretty like, one-sided
Yeah, one-sided,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, on our Equity One Instagram,
okay.
it was much closer.
Okay.
Dear Evan Hansen received 55%.
Okay.
And Come From Away received 45%, with only two votes dividing them.
Wow.
So I would say it's very close this week.
Yeah.
However, the winner of this week's Merch Madness is, waving through a window, my Dear Evan Hansen t-shirt.
There she is, Miss America.
I love this shirt. What I love about it is that I have been able to wear it in the heat of the summer
uh-huh.
and be comfortable.
It's a segue.
It is. It has the most versatility, I think.
Uh-huh.
And I also love the show. I love a baseball tee.
Uh-huh.
They fit me well, and I enjoy wearing them. It's something different for me, a departure. Mm-hmm. And but I will be happily rocking my Come From Away long sleeve t-shirt
very soon.
Very soon, because it's getting chilly, y'all.
We rarely disagree. But I might disagree with you this week. I think we disagreed on the Charlie week.
Well, I saw how you voted.
And you did see how I did
vote for the Come From Away shirt.
I did. But it's probably because I haven't seen Dear Evan Hansen, so they haven't given me a ticket. I saw Come From Away for free. I must admit that.
Caleb, you're such an industry insider. How did you see Come From Away from free?
I can't tell my insiders.
Okay, fair enough. Why I think you liked the Come From Away shirt.
Tell me why I think I liked it the best.
I love the graphic on the back.
I love the graphic too.
The really interesting graphic on the back of a show shirt is like pretty rare.
Yeah.
And I actually love this graphic. If what I would say,
mm-hmm.
if it were reversed, if the big graphic were on the front and Come From Away were on the back.
On the top, how like on some
shirt,
yeah.
Like most shirts are. Come From Away might have won Merch Madness this week.
In a different heat.
Just because I do love this graphic. I think it's so interesting and really cool and representative of the show.
Yeah.
But in this heat, this week, Dear Evan Hansen was the champion.
And I applaud them. You know, I'm not a sore loser.
Yeah. Congratulations to Dear Evan Hansen.
Woohoo. I'm not a
Caleb
sore loser.
Is so bitter. You haven't even seen this show.
I haven't.
Watch, Caleb is going to buy the baseball tee.
I will buy it all. I got money, honey.
Honey.
Remember when you used to make a Hunty Bear Instagram? I tried to look for that a couple of weeks ago and I couldn't find it. Did you disclose?
Oh, that was a creative venture that fizzled out.
I think I was in Florida, and I wanted to be supportive. I tried so hard to be supportive.
You did. You took a picture of it in Florida.
I did.
I think so.
I sent you Hunty Bear on vacation in Florida. I liked everything. I commented in.
Yeah, that was short-lived.
Is the Instagram... What is the Instagram?
I think it's Hunty... Oh, shit. I think it's H-U-N-N-T-Y Bear.
H-U-N-N-T-Y
Bear.
Oh, she's still,
How many votes?
I wasn't following her. There was...
You were following her!
I might have unfollowed her, because she probably posted it two Instagrams per day, and you know my rule.
No, but you know I never posted two Instagrams a day on that account.
If you don't follow Hunty Bear, follow her right now. Her last post was from 2 years ago. It says, I'm a mouse, duh. From Mean Girls, coming to Broadway. So go, if you're listening to this on your phone right now, on your commute, when you get to the next subway station on your Instagram, because you probably don't have service until
then.
But
we know you connected to that transit Wi-Fi.
Follow Hunty Bear. She might make some guest appearances soon. Who knows?
Follow it.
Please.
It's over. I don't even remember how to log into that account.
Oh, we'll figure it out. We'll get her going again. We haven't given the yes meter yet for the, Dear Evan Hansen.
Both shirts this week. Get a 5 out of 5 yes.
Yes. 5 out of 5? Mm-hmm. Yes, let's hear it. Ready?
Yes.
Yes. And why don't you give us a yes and actually tweet at us at @equity1_ and just give us a nice yes.
5 A's, baby.
5 A's. #MerchMadness.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater. SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on S.E. Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Let me hear ya.
Oh my God, you're such a
you like that? You like that? You like that? I'm throwing it at you. You didn't see it coming, did you?
I didn't. So we talked about looking forward to. We talked about looking forward to our, you know, long sleeves, jeans. Mm-hmm. What else are you looking forward to for the fall? I mean, it's fall. Here we are. It's fall. You know what I love about the fall?
What do you love about the fall?
Spooky things.
Spooky. And you know I love spooky things.
It's almost Halloween.
Ooh.
Now I can't be too scared. I don't like scary things. I like spooky.
You know, I'm just here for the booze. Elliot is trying to unlock it out the door. Are you locked in?
That was terrible.
I'm so hot. This apartment's so hot. I'm the sage and my jokes are nailed. I think I've nailed like 3 jokes so
They're really
far.
Good. No, we love Halloween. I love Halloween. Caleb, what's your favorite Halloween costume you've ever worn?
Well, last year, I need some feedback on last year's costume and an idea for this year.
Okay, so listeners.
Or an idea. You gotta tell me if it's politically incorrect.
Incorrect.
Uncorrect? Incorrect? So last year, I was, a fierce lace front.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wore some nice denim, my denim jacket and a crop top. And
you
my,
were just like stunning.
I was just stunning. Like, yeah. And I thought, ooh, this is kind of androgynous.
Oh.
How do you like the idea of an androgynous party?
Okay. I see you and I love it because it's 2017.
Yeah.
Why we gotta be one gender?
Right? And it's just, and I think that it might be, I'm gonna throw an androgynous party soon.
Okay. What I will say is, like, that was gonna be really, that's gonna be very specific to dress for. Are you gonna, like, really enforce the theme?
I think so.
Okay.
You know, I have this great gray shirt from,
But I will say, Caleb.
Yeah, you know what? Tell me, give it to me, Hunty. Hunty Bear. H-U-N-N-T-Y-B.
Bye. There's the door. I just walked out of it. Last year, looked pretty female in your wig and your crop top.
Okay.
So I would say it was less androgynous and more like Courtney actual makeup.
I don't know what you mean. So, I mean, maybe I need, like, my mustache in my lace front?
Maybe. Okay. I'm saying I applaud your androgynous.
Uh-huh.
I think it's more of a challenge than you're expecting for you.
Uh-huh.
So, I applaud it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll come, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'll do.
But I know you'll deliver, because you are the king of costumes.
Caleb, tell the people.
The best one was the vegan bar at the OCU.
Throwback.
Calf. He was the vegan bar. It was a new thing.
Like a salad bar.
Mm-hmm. But it was strictly vegan foods.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hit.
I was it for Halloween.
A literal bar.
I don't fuck around with Halloween people.
No.
My previous Halloween costumes include.
Let's hear it.
Last year, Alaska. What? Made it myself. Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Trash.
Trash bag gown. Made it myself.
It was gorgeous.
Young boy, first time in drag. Yes. The year before, Hamilton ticket. Nailed it.
Hilarious.
Year before, Kelly O'Hara. 5-time Tony Award nominee, Kelly O'Hara.
Mm-hmm.
Who then became a winner, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Year before that, I don't know. Probably some lockdown or something.
Was that 14 then?
Mm-hmm.
When college, we had...
We would do
multiple costumes. Because
yes,
there was at least 3
Halloween
parties.
Weekend.
Yeah, Halloween weekend. Yeah.
But I would always make my costumes like relevant to what was happening at our school.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So 1 year I was the lockdown because we got all these text message notifications about the lockdown, and they were all
misspelled.
Yeah, I wore an OCU hoodie,
mm-hmm.
and then I taped the tweets and message notifications about the lockdown all over me.
Yeah, budget.
And then that same night, I was Scrabble, and that was a really cute costume.
Oh,
I wore like a 70s like blouse that mm-hmm. was like brown and gray like squares,
mm-hmm.
and a vest, and I wore like Scrabble tiles over me that were like Halloween.
Yeah.
Slime,
yeah.
You know,
stuff like that. Halloween as you should.
Yeah. But I don't mess around with Halloween. I don't know what I'm gonna be this year.
Okay.
It's honestly too early. You know me.
It is early. Like,
I decide like the week of Halloween or the days before Halloween.
You will be reading the newspaper on the 31st of that morning, and you will know your costume by the end of the night because
absolutely, because it has to be
relative.
Like, it has to be something that people are gonna be like, yes, yes, yes.
You are current AF RN V.
V. V V V V V.
I want to tell you one of my worst Halloween outfits.
Tell me.
Recently moved to the city. I needed a lot of money. I agreed to working Halloween evening at the establishment that I worked at when I first moved to the city. If you didn't know,
it's a country gay bar
in Hell's Kitchen. Let that sink in. The one and only Flaming Saddles.
So good.
It's, I guess,
I went to Flaming Saddles one time.
When I was there. Yeah, well, a lot of people do. The one year that I worked, Halloween night, was also the night that the clocks set backwards. So I worked an extra hour.
You made that 7:75 thing.
So I guess it's a tradition that everyone dresses up as female country singers.
And who did you treat them to, Caleb?
Tammy Wynette. Do you have any idea who Tammy Wynette is?
Sure don't.
I am from the country.
So am I.
I don't know who Tammy Wynette is, besides the song Stand By Your Man, which
sure.
I surely probably haven't listened to, because I don't think I was Spotify. I wasn't premium yet, so I couldn't just, like, listen to songs.
Yeah.
My God. Young Caleb had to do drag for the first time with no help, which I was told I was going to get help, but once I arrived at the bar with my collection... Everyone else was too busy beating their face. It's awful. It's a scarred night of me in
pictures.
There's one picture, and I am sweating. I have pit stains.
I've never seen the picture.
Working as a bar back in the most crowded bar on Halloween night.
The most crowded. I can vouch. I've ended up there. It's been the last stop on my Halloween trip.
It is.
You can show it to me off camera.
Okay. Wow. One of my worst Halloween nights ever.
I'm gonna be honest, I don't think I've ever had a bad Halloween costume-wise.
No, I would agree.
So you know what else I love about Halloween?
What?
Scary stories.
Ooh.
Horror stories.
In a dark, dark room.
In a dark, dark room.
In a dark, dark forest.
Once was
a girl.
A serial killer girl.
Who
was killed
by a ghost. And the ghost liked to paint its nails.
Red. Red with the blood
of her, the killers. And it said,
You
get over here and let me kill you and tell me your spooky story while you're at it. Spooky story, go.
So we decided that it would be fun in the spirit of Halloween
to tell
some horror stories.
And as an American audition horror story.
Audition horror story.
5, 6, 7, 8.
You heard us. Audition horror stories, season 1.
Oh. They always name their seasons. Should we call it?
My story is Audition Horror Story, season 1.
Bathroom.
What would yours be called?
American Audition Horror Story.
Call back. That's my grandchildren's.
Yeah.
That's really good. Okay, who wants to start?
Mine might not be that scary,
So let me go first.
Mine actually, I kind of, it's kind of like a horror story, but also like fierce at the same time. So you know a callback. Well, you get a callback, and they like give you the sides that say like your start and finish, so you know what you're gonna prepare.
We know what's going on.
So this was for Gypsy, Tulsa, okay. Every dancer boy's dream, you know Tulsa.
Yes.
Easy song. All I need is the girl.
Who doesn't know it?
Yeah. Going in, nail the song, singing it, and the, like it's at the end, and the piano, the accompanist keeps playing, and I say, oh, and then he says, go on, and there's nothing to go on, it's a dance break, and he says, I want to see you dance it, and I was like, oh, shit,
oh
so
God.
Like, you know, like, you're all dressed up in your jeans and your boots, because that's what you wear to,
the
like, a, yeah, you,
oh, shit,
you don't wear dance shoes,
no,
you can't wear your 3-inch Ledukas in there, because then they'll know that he's just a dancer, and he will never be a lead on Broadway,
he'll never be a lead if he's in Lulu's,
so I'm in my jeans and my polo, I don't know what I was wearing. And he says, keep going. And I had to do the whole dance break on the fly. Isn't that insane?
That's awful.
But it was kind of fun. Like when I left the room, I was like, oh. Did my imaginary cigarette, threw on the ground, stumped it out. I said, nailed that bit.
Work.
And I did. I booked the understudy.
Yes! Work!
So, like, that's, like, terrifying, though. Like,
terrifying. I have to tell you, this wasn't my audition horror story, but it is a similar thing, yeah. So I'm going to tell it. Senior year of college, we were doing South Pacific, and we went and auditioned like we always did, like in a room with other people, like whatever. Like 10 of us would go in a room and we would sit, and then the 10 of us would do our
audition. Oh my gosh, I remember. Wow, that was awful.
Already brutal because you're like doing them in front of everyone else. But what happened was, so we were doing South Pacific. So I sang New York, New York.
Because
I was like sailor, whatever, da 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 da.
Classic.
So then I finished my cut, and our director was like, we worked very closely all through college, was like, so Elliot, so Jan, play the music again. And he was like, and Elliot, just dance. This time don't sing, because we're recording it, because you can't be at callbacks. Like, I couldn't be.
Yeah.
He was like, so Elliot, just dance here. And Jan played the music again. And I had to just,
New York.
So I just did, like, my bat mitzvahs and my pirouettes.
In front of everyone else.
In front of everyone else, by myself, in front of a piano.
Improving.
And I don't know what I was wearing. Maybe I was wearing Lulu. I might have been wearing Lulu's.
Probably
honestly.
Like a nice jewel tone blue because
no,
it's like
I
blue
was,
isn't
like,
so.
I was wearing like a blue, like my blue gingham shirt open.
Yeah,
because
it's like
with
manly.
With like a wife beater.
Yeah, yeah. I can see it. Like,
yeah.
Dress the
and
part.
I booked it.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't.
And then you had to
it.
Quit.
Yeah, I had to quit.
Sorry.
You know, sorry about it. I was like, I had like so much going on.
You know, college, you know, top of the game.
That's pretty horrifying. The audition story I'm gonna share with you this week is horrifying.
Scary, horrifying.
I went to an EPA.
Okay.
An EPA for a show I'm very ripe for.
Did you sign up for the EPA online? Because that is a horror story
alone. Oh, honey, it was before online signups existed.
Okay. A time, a land before time.
Went to an EPA for a show I'm very right for at a major casting office here in the city.
Okay.
Went in, ready to sing my song, excited about the song I'm going to sing. Yeah. Love
you felt,
it.
You were feeling
I
it.
I had just gotten a new arrangement of it. Was loving
in
my,
the correct
was
key.
Was loving my 32 bar cut. Yup, correct key, money notes, the whole deal. Doing my cut, loving it. Having a great time, sounding great,
yeah,
feeling great about
you
what
were
I'm
listening
doing.
To yourself.
No, sounding great, new from how I was using my technique.
Okay, yeah.
Last two bars of the song, or I would say the last phrase, before I say the last two words of the song, the casting director in the room, no shade to them, the casting director in the room raises their hand like they're gonna stop me. And then just shrugs, puts her hand down, sits and waits until I'm done. Says, thanks, Elliot. Great job. and then runs out after me to the restroom. I understand.
You gotta go, look, you gotta go.
Look, you gotta go. Casting directors, you are in the room all day. Yeah. I understand. And also, I feel like I'm someone who's understanding too.
Yeah.
Like maybe they said, oh, Elliot's here. Great.
Great. We love him.
We love, great. Great job. Gotta go to the bathroom. Not gonna take it personally. Didn't.
But scarred, nonetheless.
Still not my favorite audition. Yeah, that's tough when you get to the end of your song where you're like, yes, I'm about to slay this ending.
Bring it home.
They're not even ready, and then they just want to go to the bathroom. But that's okay.
Yeah.
I love it. I laugh at it now. I think it's hilarious.
You can always laugh at it.
I laughed at it then, to be honest. But that's my audition horror story for the week.
It was great and spooky.
Audition horror story back.
We want to hear your horror stories.
Look, we're all fierce, we're all amazing, and we all have incredible auditions.
Yeah, but sometimes you have that awful one.
Sometimes it's just not your day, and we want to hear about it.
Yeah, so email us at
equityonepodcast@gmail.com. And if you email your audition story, we're going to start sharing these every week. Mm-hmm. So please email us in your audition horror stories.
Spooky.
Your spooky audition stories to share with us and the world.
And we'll edit it so you don't have to feel
It can be anonymous. We don't have to say your name.
Yeah.
But I say be loud and proud of your bad auditions because we all got them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean you were bad.
This one's a bad day.
Your audition, you've nailed it.
Nailed it.
Horror and story, though.
It. Horror story. It's scary. It doesn't matter. It can be. Not every horror story is the same.
Not every horror story has a bad ending.
Come down here.
My audition horror story didn't book the job. Haven't gotten an appointment for the job. Okay.
Still waiting. You're probably in that file.
So wait. I'm not in the file. I'm trying to get in that file. We're going to make it happen, but not from that audition. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I went to some other ones, you know?
There's another day, another EPA.
Plenty of stuff going on. It's all good. But we want to hear yours.
Mm-hmm.
So please email us at equityonepodcast@gmail.com and put in the title, in the subject.
Audition horror stories.
And name it if you want. Audition horror story, : whatever you want to name yours thing, and then tell us your story, and then we'll share them on the podcast.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
I think that'll be a really fun way to get everyone involved. Mm-hmm. And Caleb, I think that wraps up our episode for the week.
This was really fun. And it's just you and me.
I do. It's nice to actually sit and talk with you.
It's casual.
I think we'll probably, I don't know if we'll, we probably have to go home, but we might talk for a little bit after this, but
yeah.
But I love when it's just us. It's fun. It reminds me of the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tease a little bit, like, I'm not going to say any specifics, but we have some really
exciting guests
planned. Mm-hmm. We have some amazing guests planned, some amazing shows planned,
mm-hmm.
and I really think you are going to want to stay tuned and really share us. Yes, you're going to want to share us with your friends, share us with people that you think might enjoy our podcast. Let them know that we're here because there's going to be some really exciting things happening with the podcast in the next few months with guests and what we're going to be doing. And Caleb and I are really pumped to see what happens in the next few months.
And while you're at it, go to your podcast app on your phone, on your iPhone, and please rate and review.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, we still are doing a dollar donation towards hurricane relief.
For every review that we get, we are donating a dollar to relief for the hurricane victims and the recent people affected by the Las Vegas shooting.
Mm-hmm.
As of now, we have 8 reviews.
I know, it was very exciting.
We got a review from 115 Housewife.
I know, who could that be? I don't know.
I have a feeling I know. Mm-hmm. But we also have a review from Don't Wanna Taco About It.
I know, who could that be? I don't even know.
Two of our friends love tacos, but we love those listeners. And all the listeners that that rated us and gave us reviews, thank you so much.
You're not only helping us, but you are helping people.
You're helping people.
Yeah.
But again, if you don't know, I'll repeat it again. When you rate and review our podcast and give us a high rating, it helps us reach more people who might search theater podcast or or equity or Broadway.
So liquor, booze.
Help us get in touch with people that might want to listen to what we're
talking about. Yeah.
Caleb, where can they find us on Instagram and Facebook?
They can find us at Equity One Podcast. And that's at Facebook and on Instagram. And at Twitter, you can find us at Equity1_.
Yes.
Tweet at us. Say, hey, girl, hey. We want to see the yes meter.
Yeah, we're trying to get our Twitter game going. Look, we're not good at Twitter.
I'm not very good
at it. We're trying. But we need your help.
Yeah.
And please email us with your audition horror stories or anything else you might want to share with us, feedback-wise, if you have any dream guests, all that. Email us at equityonepodcast@gmail.com. Yes.
You can find me at Caleb Dickey, that's CalebDicke, and you can follow Hunty Bear, who is a special guest of this week. HUNNTYPEAR. Like and comment all over her.
And you can follow me at Elliot Maddox on everything. That's ELLIOTTMATTOX. And until next time, Caleb.
Cheers.
Bye.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.